Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. The chapter is entitled Lord Chaitanya's Childhood Pastimes. So text 3 is written on the board. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I have thus described in quotes the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared as the son of Mother Sachi, exactly as Krishna appeared as the son of Mother Yashoda. Purport. Sri Narottam Das Thakur confirms this statement that now Lord Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, has appeared again as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, becoming the son of Mother Sachi. Brijendra Nandana Eyi Sachi Sutta Hoilo Sei. The son of Sachi is none other than the son of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. And Nityanand Prabhu is the same Balram, Balram Hoilo Nitai. Om Agyantim Randhashya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshulmenitamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Nadati Supadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utpadikamlam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagraghunatanmitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagan Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitansha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Mandho Jagatpati Gopesh Gopika Kanthu Radha Kantan Mostute Taptikanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishubhan Spasute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalptaru Bhayasya Krupa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advait Gadadhar Shivasadi Guru Bhaktivin. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Mukam Karoti Vacharam, Pungam Langheti Giram. Yat Kripatam Hamvande, Shri Gurum Dintarane. Paramananda Madhavam, Shri Chaitanya Isharam. Anarpit charam chirat karuna hatina kalu samarpayitam unnitojjala samsa bhakti shriyam. Hari purat sundar didikadam sandipita sada hriday kandare spritu vahasachi nandana. So text 3. Prabhur kahilaye janman rila sutra yashoda nandana yeche hailas sachi putra. I have thus described the code and quotes the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared as the son of Mother Sachi, exactly as Krishna appeared as the son of Mother Yashoda. Few years back, a devotee friend of mine, who has been practicing Krishna consciousness for more than 30 years, he passed away. And he was also a friend to other devotees who he used to share his realizations. So he used to write diary. Writing diary has been a practice in our sampradaya. And actually Chaitanya Charitamrita appeared as the diary kalcha of Govinda and so many other devotees. So diary writing has been there, and Mahaprabhu's pastimes were quoted in kalchas, which means diaries. So this devotee was writing his realizations, and one of the realizations which I read, which shocked me, was that he could not believe, even after 30 years of practice, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It so happened that in one Narsingh Chaturdashi, he was struggling. Despite chanting Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanand, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktan, every day, or whenever he came to the temple, he struggled. So on Narsingh Chaturdashi, he was offering flowers to Lord Narsingdev, and then it occurred to him that actually, it appears as if Narsingdev is saying something to me. And what it is, that Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. So it was profound realization just before he passed away. And he quoted in his diary. And I was thinking to how difficult it is to understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is made so like that. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Channavatar. He is covered in incarnation. And it's very difficult for anyone to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But those who are practicing devotional service under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada and his direction, it becomes easier from day one. We chant Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda from day one before chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We read Chaitanya Charitamrita. We read teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And throughout the writings of Srila Prabhupada, the supremacy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been established as much as Krishna's supremacy. Because he is none other than Krishna. So he is Krishna himself. So understanding Mahaprabhu is difficult. Sometimes, even for those who are practicing. But let's look at the words which you heard and was discussed before this. Verse 1. It says, Kathanchan smrte yasmin duskaram sukaram bhavet vismrte vipiritam syat si chaitanya si chaitanyam namamitam. The meaning is that things that one that are very difficult to do become easy to execute if one somehow or other simply remembers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So things which are difficult to achieve, to accomplish, execute, become easier just by remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Conversely, vice versa, things which are very easy to accomplish become difficult if one fails to remember Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this was the first verse you read in this chapter. So this is the result of understanding and not understanding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The spiritual life becomes easy if we invoke the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore we chant Panchatattva Mahamantra before chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And similarly, things become difficult if we fail to understand the teachings, the advent, the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So ISKCON is Mahaprabhu's mission, is Prabhupada's mission, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And therefore, we chant in Mangalacharan, Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sabhadantikam. I worship Sri Rupa Goswami and pray for his mercy because he understands the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami understood mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are known as Rupanugas. So Prabhupada understood the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktisiddhanta says the Thakur understood the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is coming from Parampara. So the discussion today is based on this theme. How Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Krishna. So it's the same personality. And this is what the verse is saying. Although the purport is very small, very short purport, but it says it is very meaningful. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that so far in chapter 13, I have described the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which resembles with the advent of Krishna. when you were studying this chapter, you have seen how so many great personality, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, had come to greet the Lord. So there are prayers by the demigods in the 10th canto when Krishna appeared. Similarly, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, so many of these personalities were already there in Nadia and they came to greet the Lord, including Advaita Acharya, Sita Thakurani and various others. So they were there. And the demigods, of course, they came. So you have seen the resemblances that Mahaprabhu's birth is similar to Krishna's birth. And because the same personality, he is the same personality. So Krishna's Kaviraj is saying that very summarily, in a summary I have described the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhur Kahilai Janma Leela Sutra. Sri Krishnath Kaviraj Goswami, he offers his respect to Vrindavandas Thakur, who is known as the Vyas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, particularly his childhood pastimes. So childhood pastimes have been described in Chaitanya Bhagavat very elaborately. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has touched upon them, particularly in the main pastimes. But more so, he has focused in the philosophy. So in Chaitanya Bhagavat, the pastimes are described more elaborately. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, pastimes are there. But there is solid philosophy given. You see, the quotations in Chaitanya Charitamrita from all scriptures, from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Upanishads, and from various other Puranas, histories, various scriptures. So all the pastimes have been authentically described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Therefore, Prabhupada calls Chaitanya Charitamrita as the postgraduate study. So you have to be able to have, you have to have studied Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam before coming to Chaitanya Charitamrita, because this is postgraduate study. But nevertheless, in our temples we hear Chaitanya Charitamrita every weekend, because hearing about Mahaprabhu is purifying. So coming back to the theme today, that Krishna's birth is similar to Mahaprabhu's birth, because Krishna is the same person, Mahaprabhu is the same personality as Krishna himself. In the purport, Prabhupada has quoted, Brijendra Nandana Jai, Sachi Sutta Hoyla Sei, Balaram Hoyla Nitai. The same personality who appeared in Brijamandal as the son of Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, same personality has appeared in the village of Nadia as the son of Mother Sachi. And that personality, great personality known as Balaram, has appeared as Nityananda Prabhu. So this is what Prabhupada quotes in the purport. I thought I'll select a few quotations from various scriptures given in Chaitanya Charitamrita to discuss the point today. So there are six verses, key verses, seed verses, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 1, which describe the truth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, followed by the five verses which describe the truth, the absolute truth about Nityananda Prabhu, and then Advaita Acharya Prabhu. What Krishnadas Kaviraj has done, he has given the seed verses in the beginning, and then has given his own commentary in those verses, because those verses are very, very intricate, very profound, and very meaningful, very, very philosophical. So I'm just going to discuss two verses out of those six key verses from first chapter, which describe the truth about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The first verse is like a blessing. It's text 4 in chapter 4. So before that, there is a verse 3, which describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the language of Upanishads. Because what happens? That even the devotees accept the Lord as he is, then there are scholars from other sampradayas who would not accept. Sri Radha Gokulanand ki jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Just like Gaudiya Sampradaya was not accepted as bona fide sampradaya because we did not have the commentary on Vedanta Sutra. So therefore, Baldev Vidyabhushan Prabhu, he was appointed by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur to go and defend Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya as a bona fide sampradaya by writing a commentary. And he wrote that commentary in some 3 days in Jaipur by the mercy of Sri Govindaji. So that commentary is known as Govinda Bhashya. And Prabhupada has dedicated his Bhagavad Gita commentary to Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan Prabhu in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Because he presented the Govinda Bhashya and therefore establishing the authenticity of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya amongst all the scholars of other sampradayas in Jaipur. And from there on, Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya became a bona fide sampradaya because we have a commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And that commentary is actually devotional commentary, not Mayavad commentary. So Shankaracharya's Sharirag Bhasya is known all over the world as the authentic commentary on Vedanta Sutra. But the devotees don't even go near that because it's Mayavad. Mahaprabhu has warned the devotees. He said, Mayavad Bhasya Sunve Sunile Haiva Saranas. That anyone who hears the commentary on Mayavad Bhasya, Mayavad, he ruins his spiritual life. So the text 3 is describing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the language of Upanishads. It says, Yad Advaitam Brahmopanishadi Tadapi Asya Tanubha Ya Atma Antaryami Purushveti So Syansi Bhavava Shadeshwari Puno Ya Yehsa Swayamayam Na Chaitanyat Krishnat Jagati Paratuttam Paramaya. What the Upanishads describe as the impersonal Brahman is but the effulgence of his body. And the Lord known as the Super Soul is but his localized plenary portion. Whose plenary portion? Whose effulgence? Mahaprabhu's. So the impersonal Brahman is simply the effulgence of Krishna's body. This has been established in Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, Brahmanohi pratishthaham amritas avyasya shashutasya dharmasya sukham ekantikasya. He says, Brahmanohi pratishthaham, that I am the sustenance of this Brahman effulgence. Mayavadis, they spend lifetime doing so many austerities just to get a glimpse of this Brahman. And this Brahman is simply the effulgence of Krishna's body. Then localized Paramatma, the yogis, they spend lifetimes trying to realize Paramatma within their heart. And who is this Paramatma? Krishna says, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtu matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. That in all the living beings, I'm situated as in the form of Paramatma. Isvara sarbhutanam hridi syarjandishtati. So, this Paramatma, localized form of Krishna, is situated in everyone's heart, and this is Krishna's expansion. So basically, Krishna is superior, the Bhagavan realization is superior to Brahman realization and Paramatma realization. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam first canto, Vadanti tattva vidastattvam yajgyana madvayam brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Shabdete. The learned transcendentalist, they call this non-dual substance with three names, namely Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So Brahman realization is a preliminary realization, Paramatma realization is intermediate, and Bhagavan realization is the ultimate realization in spiritual life. And Prabhupada gives a very famous example of the sun the deity in the sun planet, the sun globe, and sun rays. So sun rays being the impersonal Brahman, and sun planet as Paramatma, and the deity, the superintending deity of the sun planet as being Bhagwan. So these are three different categories of realization. So this is the language Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been described in the Upanishads. And this Brahman and Paramatma is simply the expansion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One is his bodily effulgence, and another is just simply his localized plenary portion. Now text 4 is taken from Srila Rupa Goswami's writings. And this is a form of a blessing. This describes the truth about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It says, Anarpit charim charat karunahatina kalau samarpayitum unnutujjala samsa bhakti shriyam Hari purat sundar dyuti kidam sandipita sada hriday kundare isprituva sachinandanaha. So this is a blessing given by Rupa Goswami. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. This is blessing. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be situated within the inner chambers of your heart. Very nice blessing. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no other incarnation has ever offered before. The most sublime mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. So this is the unique blessing, the unique contribution of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the world. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that the devotees of Vishnu are known as Vaishnavas. So Vishnu, Vaishnavas. The devotees of Krishna are known as Karshanas. Krishna, Karshanas in Sanskrit. The devotees of Srimati Radharani are known as Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So this worship of Radharani, worship of Radha Krishna, was very unique. And this has been given to us in the parampara, particularly by Madhavendra Puri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered Ishwarpuri as his spiritual master. And Ishwarpuri was the spiritual master of Madhavendra Puri. So worship of Radha Krishna came in our sampradaya from Madhavendra Puri. And therefore we are known as Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. We have these three different branches we have come from. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the fountainhead of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna himself, and he has given what no other incarnation ever gave. Anarpit charam chirat karunahatina kalo samarpayitam unnato julasam. So if you look at the incarnations in Satyoga, Tirtha Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, various incarnations in Satyoga normally gave rise to one mellow, which is this worship of Lord with awe and reverence. So Aishwarya Puna. Then similarly, when Lord Ramchandra came, like for example, Lord Narsingdev appeared. But he was so fearsome that even his wife could not approach him. So the mellow, conjugal mellow, was shrunken because even his wife could not approach him. She said, Prahlad, you go. Lord Brahma could not approach him. He's so fearsome. So the mellow of conjugal love was shrunken. Yes, the Lord showed some affection to Prahlad. And Prahlad considered the Lord as his worshipable Lord. But the mellow was very much in Shantaras. Then Lord Ramchandra comes in Treta Yuga. So there are other mellows. There are his servants like Hanuman, who was serving the Lord as their worshipable Lord. Then there are also friends like Sugriv and Vibhishan. So they serve Lord Ramchandra, but knowing that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord calls Sugriv as his friend. But Sugriv knows that he has just killed my brother, and he is able to kill anyone. He is the Supreme Lord. Although he is calling me his friend, but actually speaking, he is the Supreme Lord. So friendship is there, but shrunken. It's not completely blossomed in Treta Yuga. Similarly, Vibhishan, he considers the Lord as his worshipable Lord, but Lord considers him as his friend. So friendship is there, but it's shrunken. It's not completely fully blossomed. But when Lord Krishna comes, he gives all the mellows. So he becomes the son of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, and Mother Yashoda is able to bind him in the ropes. In Kartik, we sing Damodarastukam. Namamishwaram Satchidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Bhrajamanam Yashoda Vivalukuladhavamanam Paramasht Matyam Atvatatudrutu Gopya. So this gopi has caught up the Supreme Personality of Godhead and bound him. She is trying to bind him. The personality who frees everyone. So there is a mellow. And that mellow is in its completeness. Mother Yashoda is the ultimate limit of affection to Krishna as our parents, Vatsalyaras. Similarly, there are friends like Arjuna, Uddhava. Although they know the Supreme Personality is Bhagwan, but they don't hesitate to let him drive the chariot. Similarly, Uddhava does not hesitate to let the Lord take his counsel, like a disciple. Sometimes Krishna would inquire from Uddhava, can you counsel me? Can you advise me? What should I do? Because Jarasandha is coming and attacking the Yaduvanshis, Yadus, again and again. So tell me, what should I do? Like a student. So he's allowing Uddhava to be his friend and his advisor. But both Arjuna and Uddhava, they know that the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in Vrindavan, Krishna's friends, cowherd friends, they have no problem. They can climb on him. They can call him names. They can defeat him. They can tease him. They can go and complain to Mother Yashoda that he is eaten earth. So they can do all those things, because the sakhiras, the mellow in friendship, is completely blossomed in Vrindavan. Similarly, the gopis, the unnat ujjal rasha in gopis, it completely blossomed in Vrindavan. Although Krishna also has consorts, 16,108 in Dwarka, but they all consider the Lord as their worshipable deity. Just like once, Krishna joked with his queen Rukmini. And he was simply joking. He said, look, you made a wrong choice. You had choice to marry such powerful kings like Shishupal, Dantavakra, others who came to your swayamvar. You made a wrong choice. And you married a person who is so fearful that he is living in the ocean. I have taken shelter in the ocean because I am so fearful of Jarasandha. You married a person who is only worshipped by the beggars. Because I am also a beggar. I've got nothing. I possess nothing. So that way he was joking with Rukmini. And by hearing this, Rukmini fainted. Could not tolerate. How can my ears hear this blasphemy of the Lord from the Lord's own mouth? He thinks he is a beggar. He thinks he is less powerful than Jarasandha and Shishupal. He thinks that he possesses nothing. So she could not tolerate it. And Krishna consoled her. And then after that, Rukmini, very cleverly defeated all arguments of Krishna and established his supremacy. So although she knows he is my husband, but she also knows that he is the supreme personality of Godhead. She defeated his arguments. So Aishwarya Bhava, the awe and reverence, is predominant in Dwarka. Although time to time Krishna tries to bring some madhurya, some mellow of conjugal love, which he has relished in Vrindavan, but it doesn't come there naturally. Whereas in Vrindavan, the conjugal love is found to its ultimate limit. Mother Yashoda, she was almost about to die. Similarly, gopis were almost about to die. But only two words from Krishna kept them alive. These two words were, Ahamasse. Mother, don't worry, I will come back. Ahamasse. So these two words kept them alive. Otherwise, they could die any time, any moment. And time to time, Krishna tries to show his awe and reverence, his Aishwarya in Vrindavan. But it doesn't work. Just like during the pastime in his childhood, when Mother Yashoda received complaint from Lord Balram and other cowherd friends. Mother, Krishna has eaten earth. Then Mother said, this is dangerous. If he is eating earth, he is going to become sick, and then that won't be good for his health. So she simply asked Krishna, your brother is saying that you have eaten earth. Is that true? He said, no, Mother, that's not true. But your brother is saying. Then Krishna said, what can I do? My brother, if he chooses to join my other friends, what can I do? They are telling a lie, he's also telling a lie. They simply want that you should punish me. Please don't do that. Then Mother Yashoda, she became suspicious. She said, okay, just open your mouth then. She opens his mouth. And within his mouth, Mother Yashoda saw, the entire universe. The creations are taking place. The destruction is taking place. All the demigods, the entire creation is within Krishna's mouth. And she also saw herself and Krishna within Krishna's mouth. So for a moment, she thought, what am I doing here? This is God. And I'm thinking that this is my son. What a mistake I made. How foolish I was. Oh, I made a mistake. For a moment, the idea came to her, crossed her mind. But then Krishna thought, if my mother starts thinking that I am the supreme personality of Godhead, then I will be in great loss. But she is not going to give me her breast milk. She is not going to chastise me. She is not going to give me the love and affection she always gives me. So, by Krishna's thinking like that, immediately Yogmaya covered her consciousness. And then she thought, oh, looks like I've gone mad. This is my son, and I'm thinking he's God. How can my son be God? So momentarily these ideas come in the minds of Brijvasis. But they are not very stable, these ideas. Immediately the Madhuri Ras comes and overtakes the Aishwarya, awe and reverence. So same Supreme Personality of Godhead who appeared in Gokul in Brijmandal as Krishna, now has appeared as the son of Mother Shachi. His pastime, childhood pastimes, are very similar. He is eating mud. And then Mother Shachi is asking him, why are you eating mud? And then he starts giving her a lecture. That was the difference. Whether I eat sweet or I eat mud is the same thing, because it comes from the same source. Okay? So he starts arguing like that. And eventually Mother Shachi tells him off, and he becomes subjugated. So many pastimes are like that. He eats mud. He is very naughty. He goes to the river, and there the young girls of his age are bathing. He goes there and tells them, look, I performed many pious activities. In my previous life, I was a cowherd boy. In this life, I have become a Brahmana. You worship me. She demands worship from them. And when they start teasing him, then he said, look, I've just told you the truth. If you don't worship me, I'll curse you. I'm a Brahmana. I'll curse you that you all will be married to old men, age of your grandfather. So there are many pastimes like that. Supreme Lord, in Vrindavan, in Gokul, and then in Navadvip, he performs many pastimes. Now, let's just take a look at some of the scriptural quotations which prove the supremacy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and prove that actually he is the same personality as Brijendranandan Sri Krishna. Shil Jeev Goswami, he starts his Mangalacharan in Shat Sandarbha and Tattva Sandarbha by quoting a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered Srimad Bhagavatam as the ultimate evidence, Nishkalank Purana. Srimad Bhagavatam, Pramanamalam Amalam, Prema Pumartha Mahana. Srimad Bhagavatam is the ultimate proof, ultimate evidence. So the famous verse, Krishna Varnam Tusa Krishnam, Sanga Pangastra Parshadam, Yagya Sankirtan Praya, Yajantihi Sumedasa. In the years of Kali, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna, has appeared at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Krishna Varnam, he is always chanting Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Varna has many meanings. Some of the meaning of Varna is the form, is the class, is the category, is the pastimes. So Krishna, who has appeared at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is chanting Krishna's name. He is Krishna himself. And in his class, in his category, he is like Krishna. So Krishna Varnam Tusa Krishnam. Although he is Krishna himself, but his complexion is a Krishnam, not blackish, therefore golden. So he is Krishna himself, but he has hidden himself through this golden complexion. So he is golden outside and Krishna within. So outside gold and within blackish. So Tusa Akrishnam. When Garg Muni was advising Nanda Maharaj about his son's previous birth, he said that he has appeared in the past in three colors. Asan Vanastriyo Hiyasya, Granatu Aniyugam Tanu, Shuklo Rakta Tatha Pitam, Pita Idanim Krishnatam Gataha. Nanda Maharaj, your son has appeared in the past in three different colors. Sometimes he appears in white complexion, sometimes in red, sometimes in blackish, and sometimes in golden complexion. In other scripture, it says, Channah Kalau Yad Bhavatas Triyogavat Sattvam. That Krishna is known as Triyoga because in Kali Yuga, he covers himself with the mood and complexion of Srimati Radharani. And also, he comes in the form of a devotee. Few other quotations. In Nadiya Puran, it says, Aham eva kalo vipra, nityam prachanna vigraha, bhagavat bhakti rupena, lokan rakshami sarvada. The Lord said to Markandeya Rishi, he said, O Brahmana, concealing my real identity, I appear in Kali Yuga in the garb of a devotee and always protect my devotees. So Sanga Pangastra Parshadam. Krishna appears with his limbs, his ornaments, his weapons, and his associates. His limbs at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Advaita Prabhu. His ornaments are Shivas Thakur and Haridas Thakur. His weapons are the holy name. And of course, for the devotees of ISKCON, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's weapon extend to Srila Prabhupada books. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So these books are also weapons. I have heard stories of devotees who are distributing books, going to various places where you won't even think of going. All sorts of restaurants, all kinds of places. Starting from the street, school, libraries, hospitals, everywhere Prabhupada books are being dropped. So there are also Mahaprabhu's weapons. Because it has been seen time and time again that these books are mysteriously acting. Personally, I came to ISKCON because I received a book from a devotee in this month of marathon. Some devotees went to the city, Kanpur, in India, where I was studying. And they were playing Prabhupada's Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Very soothing. So I went there. I asked him, what books have you got? And then got perfect question, perfect answers. Then I made a rule to go there every day and buy one book. So you can see, every day I would go and buy one book. Perfect question, perfect answers. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, teachings of Lord Kapila, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, teachings of Kunti, every day like that. So that way, by the end of the month, I had 30 books. And then your journey begins from there. The spiritual journey begins as soon as you receive a book. Many devotees have same experience. The Prabhupada books, they are miraculous. They act miraculously. Initially, sometimes one may not be able to understand the philosophy. But just by reading them, it so happens that the person becomes pure and comes in contact with devotees. And by Prabhupada's mercy, by Mahaprabhu's mercy, it so happens that the person gets the association where he is able to or she is able to understand these books. So Prabhupada books are miraculous. We can say that they are these weapons of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Parshadam, Gadadhar Pandit Govinda, they were Parshad, Mahaprabhu's Parshad. And finally, this shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam says, Yagya Sankirtan Parayo Yajanti Sumedhista. Those who are endowed with good intelligence in Kali Yuga, they worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They don't worship any other incarnation, they worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because within Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the incarnations are contained. And this has been established by one Acharya. Let me just read. Avatar Sar Gaura Avatar Kinana Bhajile Tare Kare Nirvasa Gilana Piyasa Apana Karama Fere. That the essence of all the incarnations of Krishna, or all incarnations, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bolo Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. And he said, Kenana Bhajile Tare. Who is not going to be worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? But he said, how unfortunate I have been that I have not worshipped Mahaprabhu. And this is like that one is thirsty and he is drowning within the water. The water is nearby, but one still remains thirsty. Why? Because he refuses to drink that water. So there is one bird. That bird is known as Papiha. That bird would not drink water unless the water comes from the rain. So sometimes there may be people in the world that Harinam is going on, the book distribution is going on, Prasadam is being distributed. They will come, they will pass, but they would not take it. So this is like Mahaprabhu's mercy is flowing. And there may be some unfortunate people who may not take it. But the devotees, they are Pardukkudukhi. They take further steps. They go to those who would not come to our temple or who would not normally come. So they go to those. They go to restaurants, hospitals. I have seen distributing books in the universities. That the universities, they have their set criteria. These books have to be vetted. So recently I approached two major universities in Midland, the University of Birmingham and another Catholic university, Newman University. So they said, your books can be considered, but they have to be vetted by our experts. So I did some research. I found that Prabhupada Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, is already within the university library. So I said to them that you already got these books. All I'm doing is just giving you the new editions. So then they looked at, and those books were from 1970s. Some devotees went to University of Birmingham in 1970, put the books there. But recently I put two sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then I approached one Catholic university. So they normally allow books which are religious and coming from Catholic background. So I approached them. I said, these books, they are going to add to the dimensions of philosophy and theology department. They will be helpful to your students as well as your professors. So somehow, by Prabhupada's mercy, I was able to convince them. And then I put entire set of Srimad Bhagavatam and all other books, small books, medium books of Prabhupada. So universities accept. Similarly, the hospital, Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Birmingham, took the whole set. So the devotees go to the places where normally people won't come to us. They go to restaurant, even meat-eating restaurants. The meat is being served. People are eating kebab and everything else. So glories to those devotees who go to those places, because these books are miraculous. And as we said, that they are weapons of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, finally, I'm just going to finish with one advice Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to his mother, Sachi. Do you want to hear that? Okay. This is the advice Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Mother Sachi. Such nice advice. Aar hui janmo, ehi sankirtan arambhe, haiva tumara putro, ami avi lambe. Mor archa murti mata, tumi se dharani, jeva rupe tumi mata, namero janani. Ehi dui janma moro, sankirtan arambhe, dui thane toro putro, Rahu Avilambe. The meaning is, O my mother Sachi, O my mother, if you do two things, actually you are my mother, birth after birth you are my mother. You are eternally my mother. But if you ever feel my separation, you do two things. And I will always remain in front of you. These two things are, Mor Archa Murti Mata, Tumi se dharani. Mata, my mother, you just make a deity of me, even from a clay or metal or from wood. You just make a deity of mine and I will remain in front of you. Secondly, Jiva rupe tumi mata namero janani. Oh, my mother, all you do, simply chant my name. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave these two pieces of advice to his mother. So his mother won't feel his separation. And this advice is applicable to all of us. Two things. Worshipping the deity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Second, chanting Mahaprabhu's name. And Mahaprabhu's name means Krishna's name. So basically chanting Panchatattva Mahamantra and then chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Just by doing those two things, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never ever leaves that place. He always remains in that place. Hare Krishna. So I'll stop here. Any question or comment? There are 10 more minutes left. Shiva Sprung.
You gave these books to the Catholic Church or?
Catholic University.
University.
Yeah.
So, did you have to clear their doubts when you?
Yeah, I mean, they have their set criteria. These books have to be vetted by experts. So I just convinced them that the University of Birmingham has taken these books. They are big guns, big university. Oxford has got these books. And Birmingham City University has got these books. So I think you should consider these books. But it so happened, by Prabhupada's mercy, that their expert was on holiday. So I went to the librarian. I said, okay, has your expert come? Oh, no, he is on holiday for 2 weeks. I said, okay, what I'll do, I'll keep these books here with you. When the expert comes, then I'll come and speak to him as well. But the thing is that I was also working there as a lecturer. So she believed me because I'm a lecturer there. So she said, okay, I'm not just going to say something which is not true. So I said, okay, if the expert comes, I can speak to a lecturer. But because I use my position as a lecturer, so I put these books there. But other universities, they have set criteria. One time, I was trying to put Bhagavad Gita in the University of Birmingham City University in Birmingham. So I asked the librarian, I want to put these Gitas. They said, no, you have to go through the expert. So there are two experts who will vet any books. First they said, do you have international ISBN number? I said, yes, all our books have ISBN numbers. Okay, that's first hurdle. Secondly, then these two experts have to vet these books. So I said, who is that lecturer? So I was given name of a Muslim senior lecturer, Muslim. So I wrote to him, there's nothing, no loss in trying. So I was thinking that Prabhupada said that if you have to hunt the rhinoceros. So I said, okay, let me just write. All he can say that no, but I'll write. And we'll take these books happily. I'm going to write an email to the librarian, and you can give as many copies you want. I had 5 copies, so I put all 5 there. So it happens, sometimes surprisingly. Amazing things happen. I write to this lecturer, and he's happy. He was a lecturer of religious studies, so he had read Bhagavad Gita himself. But he had heard about our Gita, and there was a chance that he found it. So once we try, actually, then Krishna opens the door, and we are able to place these books in all sorts of places. It was nice. By Prabhupada's mercy, it so happened. Any question or comment?